Hello and welcome to Habemus Papam, episode 68, Saint Deus Dedit.
Dear brothers and sisters, annuncio vobis.
Annuncio vobis.
Annuncio vobis gaudium magnum.
Gaudium magnum.
Gaudium magnum.
Habemus Papam.
Hey everyone, let's start with the name Deus Dedit. It's a great confirmation name if you need a confirmation name, a great baby name if you need a baby name. Deus Dedit literally means given by God, and it can also be rendered a Deo Datus. So in the historical record, sometimes we see this pope listed as Saint Deus Dedit or a Deo Datus the First. So like I said, given by God, isn't that a great baby name? Go for it. Kids don't need, you know, no one's going to make fun of someone named Deus Dedit. That's an intense name. Anyway, so good. Now that that's cleared up, let's turn to the man himself. We've very limited historical data about Deus Dedit, just like the past couple popes. And it's really just the Liber Pontificalis, his epigraph on his tomb, and a couple of other later legends. The Liber says that he's the son of Stephen, the subdeacon, and that he was from Rome. His epigraph mentions that he served for some time as a priest before being elected to the papacy in 615. And he was consecrated after the customary delay on October 19th, 615. Deus Dedit's time as pope was marked by really severe difficulties and hardship, both politically and otherwise. Politically, there was unrest throughout Italy. The Byzantine rule there was being challenged by two distinct uprisings, one in Ravenna and another in Naples. And so the new Byzantine emperor, Heraclius, and we'll be talking more about him in later episodes, he took harsh measures to restore order, sending a trusted servant named Eleutherius to ruthlessly put down the uprising. So Eleutherius comes to Italy, he goes to Ravenna, he takes care of the upstart there, and then he marches across Italy in 617 all the way down to Naples, and he takes care of the uprising there. And so thinking that, yeah, I'm pretty awesome, I just took care of both these rebels, Eleutherius thought, you know, why don't we take care of these Lombards too, which, you know, we had kind of been at peace with. And so he attacks the Lombards, and he was beaten, and he had to pay an annual tribute to the Lombards of 500 pounds of gold. So that definitely went well. But this isn't the last we're going to hear or see of Eleutherius. So we'll hold on to the rest of his story for next episode. Now, at the same time as this kind of political unrest was happening, there was a major outbreak of disease which came to Rome, and it was a plague which brought about these large disfiguring scabs on the people of the infected. It was so bad that they said that, you know, if you saw someone with one of these scabs, you wouldn't be able to recognize them as your friend because they would be so disfigured. So Deus Dedit and the Roman clergy in general, they really rose to the challenge of this plague, and they worked to care for the poor and the sick, which is one of the reasons why Deus Dedit is a saint. And this is where one of the legends comes in. It says that upon encountering someone just horribly disfigured by this plague, he kissed the person right on the sore and the person was healed. Now it seems that Deus Dedit came from the secular clergy as opposed to the monastic clergy, and we still have this kind of back and forth going between monks and secular clergy. So he followed more closely the policies of Sabinian rather than Gregory the Great or Boniface IV. So that means he brought more secular clergy into the papal administration as opposed to monks. So if you're keeping track, we've basically bounced back and forth these last couple of episodes. Monks, secular. And that's about all we know about St. Deus Dedit. Pope Deus Dedit died on November of 618, and he was buried in St. Peter's Basilica. And he was succeeded by the 69th Pope, Boniface V, and we'll hear about him next week. Thanks for listening to Habemus Papam. You can check out the rest of Catholic Bites Podcast at catholicbitespodcast.com or find us on iTunes. Thank you, and God bless.